My name is Abba David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharo. Today we are in chapter number 8, Mishnah number 9. We are in the last Mishnah of chapter 8, home stretch, guys. So, makel shehi mela'a mashkin tmein, a stick, like a walking stick or some such, that is so saturated. It's like fully saturated with liquid, and that liquid is tame. And then, kevan sheh, hishika le'makveh, you adjoin it to the mikveh. The root word here is, of course, like nishika, like a kiss. You put the tip of the stick into the mikveh. Now the mikveh is of course like a vehicle of tahara. Tahora, the whole stick is tahora. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, meaning that the contact with the mikveh now renders the liquid contents of that stick tahor. And if it were to touch something else that was susceptible to tuma, it would not acquire tuma. That is the position of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that a slanting connection is considered a connection. V'chachamim omrin ad sheyatbil et kula. Nope, not true. It has to be when you immerse the whole thing. V'chachamim do not think that a slanting connection is considered a real connection. In fact, hanitzok v'katafreis umashke tofeach. Nitzok is an uninterrupted flow. Like think of pouring water directly into the teapot or something like that. V'katafreis and the slanting connection v'mashke tofeach and dripping, interrupted flow. Some people actually think that katafres umashke tofeach is one thing in juxtaposition to nitzok. It could be three things, could be two things. Anyway, these are all not great, not full connections that we would think colloquially, and chachamim think even halachically. Inan chibur lo latuma velo latahara. Chachamim think that they do not constitute a proper chibur, and they're willing, put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. Lo latuma lo latahara. It won't make something tahor. It also won't make something tame. Works both ways. V'ha eshboren. And a cavity, like a little hole in the side of the mikveh or something, or side of a wall or anything, where there's a pocket of water. Chibur latuma velatahara. So that is considered a chibur. That's considered a proper connection, both ways, both for in order to make something tameh and to make something tahor. Arkan chapter 8. We begin chapter 9 with the fulfillment of my promise to you. Dear listener, I told you that by the end of this thing, you would know more about olive production than you ever thought you would in your city slicker life. And here we begin. We begin talking about olives. Zeitim amatai mekablin tuma. Zeitim, at what point are they mekablin tuma? Background to this question is that foodstuffs, all things that, could become makabel tuma have to be prepared in some way. It has to be some kind of machshava. The world of tumatara is not like the world of Newtonian physics. It requires thought and preparation. So in order for a foodstuff to be makabel tuma, susceptible to impurity, it has to be moistened by one of the seven liquids. Right, water, dew, oil, wine, milk, blood, and honey. And in addition to that, we learn from the Torah. We learn from Drasha in the Torah that the moisture has to be something that we liked. It's a good thing that's moist. We're actually in favor of it being moist, irrespective of whether it's going to be makabel tumah or tahara. Just is it a good thing that's moist or a bad thing? Because if it's a bad thing that's moist and we're upset about the moisture, then that's not going to be makabel tumah. Then that's sort of like against our will, I suppose. So back to our olives. Olives are a great test case because olives, we're presuming are dry until they begin exuding olive oil, and olive oil is one of the seven liquids. Look at that. So olives are a great test case because they contain one of the seven liquids and exude them. And the question is, when is that a good thing? When is that a bad thing? Zeitim amatai mekablin tuma. Olives, at what point do they contract impurity? Are they susceptible to impurity? Mi she yazi'u ze'at hama'atan. When they begin, we translate that maybe sweating. Whatever when they emit moisture in the vat, aval ze'at hakupa. Aval lo ze'at hakupa, but not when they are put in the basket. So vat divrei Beit Shammai. It's according to Beit Shammai. It's a four-way machloka. So when they're put in the vat, a vat is somewhere where you put olives because you're hoping they get hot and they get soft and moist, and you're eventually going to crush them and turn into olive oil. So then we're really happy about the fact that they're beginning to exude olive oil, because that means the process is beginning, as opposed to the kupa, as opposed to the basket, because there you're collecting olives probably for redistribution as olives, not as olive oil. And the more they sweat out olive oil, the less olives you have, so you're upset about that. So then it wouldn't be considered prepared for contracting impurity. Those are the words of the Beit Shammai. The words of Beit Shammai. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shi'ur Zeyash, Shoshayimim. It's 3 days. The Shi'ur, in order to contract impurity, is 3 days. So only if the olives have been in the vat for 3 days can their moisture make them susceptible. Beit Hillel differs. Whenever three of them connect this to the other, whenever three of them are soft enough in order to make a connection between each other, that means it's exuded enough liquid. Here we're working with a different litmus test, so to speak. Here we want to know how much is exuded, and the minimum shear is something that will stick, get three of them stuck together. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Mi She Tigamer Melachtan. Whenever you finish your malacha, right? Because if you're still harvesting and they begin exuding liquid and you're still working, you're still bringing more, then that's a bad thing. But if you are, if you're all done, then they begin to exude liquid, then that's great. That's the threshold for Rabban Gamliel. And Chachamim ascribed his opinion. They give him their stamp of approval. It's the Mishnah's, author of the Mishnah's way of saying that that is indeed how we paskin definitively. That is all for today. Looking forward to talking more about olives with you tomorrow.